Hello.
Is anyone there on earth? All the listeners, are you guys there?
Welcome to number one in the world, number two in the galaxy.
Look at that. Look
our
at that.
Philosophy podcast.
Philosophy. Well, guess what? We're talking about a lot of pee today.
Yeah, we've been talking about a lot of the power of pee. So if you don't live under a rock, you should know what pee is right now.
You should be bumping this album, first of all.
Yes.
Right? What album are we talking about, Anna?
So, we're talking about the DS Forever, released on January 7th, 2021, by Gunna.
Cheers to that, Gunna.
Cheers to that, Gunna. Hey, Gunna, how you feeling? As rap fans and cultural zeitgeists, we've been on this album, and it's been raising a lot of questions, specifically the viral song featuring Future, Gunna featuring Future, called Push and Pee. So we'll be specifically analyzing today the lyric from that song, from Future's Future, saying,
she's
not
a
lesbian,
for pee, she turned lesbian, she's a lesbian,
I'm pushing pee, I'm pushing pee. So this song has inspired us to look at the impact of rap music in contemporary society through the lens of phenomenology, which we will later define in this episode, and linguistics. And we want to reference some real shit from like a Swiss linguistics named Ferdinand Saussure and just philosophize with you guys on Gunna's new album.
Stick around, get comfortable.
What is it, right? We got people DMing Future to figure out what a pesbian is and confirming that's bisexual. But we wanted to go a little bit deeper, right? We went to Rap Genius and we looked at the meaning of this lyric. This means that the woman is attracted to other women, like a lesbian, but in addition, she also is attracted to Future. But Future represents himself as Pluto. So whoever is on planet Pluto or is on P vibes with him, the woman is attracted to that, right? He made his own sexuality. All right. Now, did he know what he was doing in the moment? I'm pretty sure he was just in the stew, just like rhyming, taking out a letter.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, we can replace the L with the P. Let's do it. She a pesbian. That sounds like a whole, like, religion. Like, that sounds like a real word.
Capacitarian.
Yeah, right. And I thought it was, like, something that, like, had to do with fish. Like, someone that eats the pussy. Like, who knows, right? But
exactly.
But Future is so in tune with himself and his Scorpio self that he based this line off of his creativity. What does Pluto mean in his head? He said, you know what? Pluto is just me being creative. It's bigger than life. He doesn't have some deep explanation like we're going to give you right now. This is just him being creative. And that's how important it is to be an artist, have a platform that he could think of something so creatively, and it's reaching millions and millions of people out there, people that don't even know what he's saying. Now, what is the importance of Pluto? This is not just a random planet. It was really interesting that Future picked Pluto as a planet. Why? Because Pluto rules Scorpios. Oh, Future's a Scorpio. What does Pluto represent? Transformation. It represents rebirth. It represents people that are going through shit, right? When you go through shit, you don't just cry about it in your bed. No, you have to take that event and change it and redirect the energy into something positive, something that's going to help you. And that's what Future does with his creativity. When his boy DJ Esco was locked up for 56 nights, I'm going to make a mixtape out of it. When his girl Sierra, when that shit didn't work out, okay, Purple Rain, let's go. Yeah, it's about drugs, it's about this, it's about that, but he's still making creativity out of it, all right? And that's his positivity, that's his way of letting out his stuff and accepting the transformation.
Yeah. So astrology is real.
Astrology is very much real, and seeing Pluto take that Scorpio vibe and like be so on the low about it, it's just, you know, as Gabby's a Scorpio, like, I fucking love Scorpios, like.
Because if you resist change as a Scorpio, you're going to be going through shit in your path that you shouldn't go through. It's just going to be,
yeah,
like, shit's going to be thrown at you, and you don't understand why this bad stuff's happening to you, but you, change is good. Change,
yeah,
is good.
That's why it rules Scorpio, because that's its main lesson throughout your path in your life, is to accept change and move forward with it. And it's crazy, you know, Pluto did that shit. He took that shit and he took Gunna's theme of the P, the pushing P, and put it to himself. It was like Pluto, Pesbian, lesbian to Pesbian, and shows you how, like, these mad viral TikToks, all these hashtags, all these tattoos, all these everything that are coming out about P and, like, people singing lesbian to Pesbian, like, it's creating slang at an insane rate. And, you know, Future took a word that did carry a significant meaning to it and directed it towards himself and his crew by changing just the prefix of L to P, keeping the root lesbian just to match Gunna's theme. You know, when you take that change and put it on the internet with a catchy beat, you got mad TikTok videos, like I said, mad people singing this word that they don't know the meaning to, and the internet is moving so quickly that it takes these words and puts it in your vernacular, and it's just accepted without further discussion. Like, obviously, us as astrologers, like, we are like Future, we made the connection to Future and Pluto. Future and Pluto, Scorpio to Pluto. And so we're like, oh, whoa, this is crazy. And like, nobody else is really thinking about it. You got people, not nobody else is thinking about it, but people are saying it and don't have that deeper meaning right behind it. And it's being accepted without deeper discussion. And so it just shows you that music and technology together make a really fast vehicle for new slang and thus, you know, impacting your everyday language. And that's how you have Pesbian in your everyday vernacular, Pesbian in your cultural society, you know? And you're like, wait a minute, like, that's mad problematic. That's mad controversial. Like, what the fuck is going on? But it still shows you that music is a huge generator for slang. It's a huge impact on your everyday linguistics. And it shows you that, like, Black music, Black rap music in general, is a huge source of where our everyday slang comes from. And, you know, when you think about linguistics and, you know, how long it takes to change the average official formal Oxford dictionary, it's not quick. But then you have something like an urban dictionary that changes all the time and is adopting these new words and providing you the new context. And so we wanted to give you that future context on Pluto, on transformation, on what he's been through, and being a Scorpio.
Watch and see. Do you believe me when I tell you the story of me?
The slang that people are using nowadays, like push and pee, like, that's not very pee of you, Gabby. You know, so like that's Gunna and Future coming together to provide that like new slang to you. And so, like, slang is such an interesting perspective of linguistics.
And the education that we know in school doesn't provide a space to recognize slang as an equal to regular English, right? So in higher education, There's spaces that actually look deeper into English. We're not just going to say English class. Okay, what's within English? Well, there's something called White English Vernacular, which is the English that we learn in English class. And then there's Black English Vernacular.
Which is the slang of music.
Yes, yeah, so we see that as slang, but because it doesn't have a space in the education system. So where is the space? In the streets, in our music. So that's why rap music is so important, having a platform for these people to express their creativity, express what they went through, and put it into music, put it into something good.
Yeah.
When they're not saying that it's good to be doing all this shit, they're just talking about what they experienced.
Yeah. And that's slang. Like I said, slang is, you just adopt it so quickly and changes your language, and it goes from like what, you know, your formal English is, and then it adds on these other informal words. And so it goes into like a deeper layer about the English language of like improper versus proper language. The proper language is what you study, is what you fucking go through the SATs for if you go to college.
Mm-hmm.
English classes, like your education system is based on it, and like you're looked down upon if you don't speak a proper English, yada yada yada. Like
the most basic example is the conjunction of the words are and not, ain't.
Yeah.
That is not seen as proper in the English education system. But when you look at English, that's just a word. It's the word, and it makes sense.
It makes complete sense.
But
so.
Who's telling you it's not proper? It's a whitewashed space, and education is a whitewashed space, and if that's not accepted, then that's put to the side and seen as slang.
Yeah. And slang, you know, it's what you use every day. And, like, you have people like Future, like, Black Americans making this slang that you end up using every single day, that white people end up using every single day, even though that's what's not proper. And it shows you that your language, Black music makes, is a huge source of that new language, if that makes sense. So at the end of the day, your culture, American culture, because Future Gunna is being, you know, in America, is Atlanta-based. American culture is Black culture. And Black people drive linguistics, fashion, music, art, all the shit that white people can profit off of. They are the ones that drive it. They're the ones that make it. And the specific word pesbian is a whole other thing that we will get into later on, but we wanted to touch on that overall perspective of language, slang, and linguistics.
Mm.
And so, like, that formal structure is what makes language official versus unofficial. It makes a Merriam-Webster versus an Urban Dictionary. Like, that structure is needed to define language so you can understand it.
Oh.
We want to go deeper into this really interesting person that we've been studying. His name is Frederick Saussure, and he's a linguist, a semiotician, which means the study of semiotics, and he's also a philosopher. And so Saussure, we're going to use him and some of his key points to show you, like, kind of how to view linguistics and how Gunna's song Push and Pee and his whole theme of pee, changing words from lesbian to pesbian, makes us think about viewing linguistics, and Saussure helps us with that. And so Saussure is really famous because a lot of structural linguists use him as a way to understand language. So I want to dive deeper into that. So Saussure, one of his key points is, like, he views language in two different ways, in two different definitions. A way called synchronic, which analyzes linguistics and the structure of language or languages at a given point in history. Static, open, immediate. And then he has diachronic linguistics, which is the study of language throughout different periods of history. So what we're going to be doing today is studying it right now. What push and pee mean? What pesbian means?
2022.
January 7th, 2022. Gunna's opening up the stage for being like, let's do some new language. Let's do some synchronic, like linguistics. Let's do this.
A month later, it's sunk in, and we're like, wait, what does this mean? We're like, we literally memorized the lyrics. We're bumping to all this, and we're like, wait, what are we talking about? Hold up.
Yeah, like, you know, you can DM him. You got Rap Genius creating the definitions. We're scrambling for structure. Because, like, you know, we're like, what? Like, it's a cultural thing, you know? Like, it's a great way, like, as cultural scientists, I guess, like, it was really eye-opening to us. So another part of Saussure's, like, points and viewpoints is he views things differently versus parole and Lang. So Lang is a complete system of linguistics and signs that allows you to configure and determine the use of grammar and vocabulary. So this is a system, the system created by a group of people with the same speech. Then you have parole. Parole is the actual physical manifestation of speech in the individual use of language that creates a particular style
and characterization in its process of communication as society. So this specific parole, you know, like specific way of saying something, and we're not talking about that he's saying something the same. We're, this is also just a concept of music. Like when you vocalists, like their parole has a signature on them. The way they speak, the way they sing, the way they say certain words, the way they say sentences. Like, it's the way you read poetry. Like, poetry sometimes is structured to for you to read it a certain way. And punctuation is used to be read a certain way. Like, these are all specific forms of linguistics that are used for you to be able to communicate what you're trying to say. So, like, different. That's why what was so interesting about rap music and rap in general is that their paroles are unique. You know, you can't copy the same freestyle rap as Megan Thee Stallion, as Kanye, as Gunna, as Future, as Young Thug, because those are, they have that signature way of speaking, that parole, which was so interesting that Saucer was like, yo, that's what it is, the physical manifestation of speech.
And we saw a perfect example of when someone did try to copy that parole of Future. If you guys remember Designer is an artist, and the first song that I think really went to the public was Panda, Panda, Panda. And I remember everyone was like, oh, like, is this Future? Is this Future style? Like, everyone recognized that parole from Future. Now we flash forward, what, this is like 2015-16 that Life of Pablo was dropped, right?
Yeah.
So this is like around 5-6 years later, 7 years later. Where's Designer today? He has no space in the industry because he hopped on someone else's style. Yeah, maybe all his life he sounded like that, and then he's like, oh shit, Future's on the same vibe? Who knows? But in reality, no one really wants to listen to the same sound of two different types of artists.
Yeah, it comes down to that physical thing of, like, language. And when you get even more, so as we're doing when we're coming to the word pesbian, we're getting even more specific into the word pesbian. And so that's something else Saucer provides that perspective to. It's the sign. Like the signifier versus the signified. The signifier is the physical form, the letters, the icon, the sound, you know, pesbian. And the signified is the mental concept. So as Gabby provided the context for you, future, Pluto, Scorpio. Everyone that's attracted to Future is attracted to Pluto. So if you're attracted to Pluto and you're a lesbian, you could be, for P, pesbian. So, you know, it's like that play on words that rap provides you with. Saucer gives you that lens to look at Push and P through the literal linguistic perspective. This is us taking it seriously, you know, and it's, but at the end of the day, like I just ended off on the signifier versus the signified, like Saucer's analyzation shows you that at the end of the day, language is just completely made up. It's a form of attaching meaning to a word and communicating it. So he was like, this lesbian, for P, she turned pesbian. For Pluto, she's plesbian. So any pesbians out there, hit us up. I want to know more about your sexuality. But that's where, you know, it takes us to phenomenology.
And we don't know what Future's experiencing, right? He could have just been in the stew and just, oh, this sounds good, yeah. Or maybe there was a girl I was chilling with once, they're at a party, she's like, nah, I'm a lesbian. But then by the end of the night, she's feeling Future. And he goes, oh shit. And she fucks with him by the end of the night. And then he goes to the studio the next day, and he goes, wait. He's not going to make it a thespian, that doesn't sound good. He's going to be like, a Future? Nah. He's going to give credit to Pluto. He's like, okay, whoever's winning with Pluto, let's pull up. Because I guess this girl changed the whole meaning to lesbian. And she is the sexuality of Pluto.
Yeah, and he matched that Gunna's theme on P. You know what I mean? That's what Gunna was doing the whole, like, this is intentional artistic creation at the same time. Besides, like, it just being a play on words and rap music in general, which mostly it is, but it has intention behind it. You know, these are people with a lot of money and a lot of resources to create music and put intention behind their albums. And so, yeah, it goes into the actual definition of phenomenology.
Now, phenomenology is the study of structures of consciousness as an experience from the first person point of view. So, as we can see, we're looking at the phenomenology of future, right? Future, his first person point of view, he's Pluto, he's for P, he's making lyrics in the studio, maybe he's fucking with lesbians that change their mind and want to try a little taste of Pluto. We don't know, because we're not future, we can't say, but from his creativity, we can assume that he's experiencing these type of things.
Yes. Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's this, like, as Gabby said, the literal definition says so much. The study of structures of consciousness as experience from the first person point of view. So that's why we gave you that context on future. Him being a Scorpio and Pluto and the planet that rules Scorpio.
That's what he's experiencing.
He's
so
experiencing.
That's why he's just sharing with you guys. And since he has that platform and he makes it catchy, he has that voice, he has a parole to make his style. He jumps with Gunna making it lit. We caught on to it. And now we want to experience what he's experienced.
Exactly.
Even though we don't know, we weren't in the stew, we don't know the meaning, we don't know what's going on in Future's life, but by us taking power of the speech and putting it into us and saying the same words as him, we feel like we're fucking P like Future. Well, I'm about to say Future. I'm about to say Future.
Future. I like that. All right. So now we took that. Let's now get into the controversy of what it means to take lesbian to pesbian. Who is first person experience? Future. So we're viewing it from future, a male perspective, you know? And so this is something that me and Gabby, we were talking about, like from Drake to other rap artists. The male ego is very much obsessed with turning as many women as possible onto them. To the point where future can take a word that has so much history, so much political, cultural context to it, and make it about him, his ego, himself. Rap music, music in general, if you talk about music as the main driver of language, talking about this specific song and the male ego, it just shows to signify you that, in general, our culture is very much from the male perspective, from the male ego. Music in general, the music industry is completely male-oriented for the most part. It goes into a deeper issue of, like, rap music and, like, the meaning of rap music, the impact of rap music and culture. Rap music is tagged with a negative reputation for reasons such as this. This is an exact reason. You take a sexuality that's fought so hard for its place in society. Take it, flip the word, flip the prefix to you, to the male ego, the male man. And it just shows you that, you know, Gabby provided a very interesting resource from a man named Tyler Claring Bowl, and he talks about rap music, you know, in his essay about meaningful rhythmic songs or garbage, you know. So as we talked about, you know, the negative reputation of rap. Rap is committed to exposing or protesting the disenfranchisement of minority populations within the United States. So rap provides that. And lesbians are a minority, you know, straight is the majority. So, like, it provides a lens to that, not in the lens that's positive because he takes it and flips it onto him. It's still a way of highlighting that. Yeah, that's why I think rap music is so interesting and so important, because not only is it driving culture, but it changes your vernacular, changes what you say. You got people on TikTok, we've got girls singing. So
we're not saying that he changed a whole sexuality. We're not saying that, like, this is revolutionary in lesbian culture and that, like, the new science in the LGBTQP. Yes, it could be funny and comical in that way, but he's not in the place to do anything like that.
Yeah, no,
it's just a whole joke.
It's a male ego thing, and that's something that needs to be 100% discussed.
Yeah, which
is
why
you know.
Be aware, because I know we're zeroing in really hard on, like, lesbian, he's changing everything.
Yeah,
it's just saying that he's changing the whole world and everyone not. But at the same time, it really
an example.
Doesn't have any, like, concrete meaning of the sexuality and of the word lesbian.
Exactly. It does not have any concrete meaning, but it is an example of culture-driven linguistics.
And how people, how you can influence their consciousness. So he was in his own consciousness. He said that. He said a bunch of other lyrics, but why is that the lyric that people choose to focus on? There's a bunch of other lyrics, but that's the one.
Why?
Because
it was a word that he was trying to create. And you're like, what? That's why we just dived into De Saussure and being like, structure, linguistics, what? Like, it was like, we're cultural zeitgeists that are so fascinated by the influence of rap music. And, you know, rap music is grounded in an aesthetic and ideology of urban street culture, which is, you know, the ideology of the male ego. You know? So, like, that's what it comes to at the end of the day. It just provides us, like, a wider platform to discuss rap music in general and its impacts. Black culture is American culture. Black culture's impacts on our everyday way of living. So, something we talked about, this Tyler person, Claringbone, like, hit us up, Tyler. Fascinating essay that this person wrote that we hope to provide to you today. We hope you check out.
And he was in the same point of view as us, but then he actually, like, he reread his articles and he realized he didn't put anyone of the other point of view saying about, you know, the other part of rap music.
Yeah, the two sides, like how it's forward, how it's like an important cultural concept versus how it provides the worst aspects of culture, which is like using lesbian to pesbian, you know? So like he's one of his things that he discusses is like the argument that rap lyrics herald the worst elements of society. You know, he's like,
he isn't being entirely honest and truthful. However, for this argument to be respectable and viable, he needs to make the realization that the most rap artists are in fact born and raised in the worst part of society, so they don't know much else. Like, wait, bro, you don't even know what I went through, first of all.
Exactly.
Second of all, I'm just speaking on my experience. But it's the way these other people interpret it. You know, since it sounds so good and it's so bumpy, people, it seems like it's being glorified. But in reality, they're just speaking about their experience.
Yeah, their first person perspective, phenomenology. That's why rap music is such an interesting case study when it comes to culture.
There's these children that never experience it and they're very sheltered, but then through music, they can understand that this is actually real things that, wait, people went through this, the real things that are happening? So that's why music can pass that on safely, pass on the story, pass on the message in a safe way that, like, is enjoyable.
Yeah, and for you to, so where you sit and you criticize it on your own mind the way we are, the way we're looking at it from so many angles, from just, like, the simple linguistics to simple, to act to general cultural impact of music to the specific now viewpoint of Black Americans and what they face in society and what they go through and what causes them to drive them to say words like this, to talk about drugs, like push and pee. Like, pee can mean so many things. Like, it can mean from drug usage to sexuality to anything. And so it's like context is important, but, you know, like, rap music is not a bad thing. It just exposes, as like Tyler said, like, it exposes so many critical viewpoints on culture and like so many motivations behind it. And, you know,
and it's essential.
I've been a rap fan since I was young, and so has Gabby, and we sang lyrics that, you know, glorify things that are, essentially said, the worst part of society.
Yeah, I would have my iTunes was actually blocked. All explicit songs were blocked. I couldn't download any of them. So I need the clean version to every single song because I was young Gabby listening to rap music.
Yeah.
And my father was like, what are they saying? And like, yes, I understand you're enjoying. He would like recognize that I'm enjoying like the music in itself. He loves music, but he's like, do you know what words you're repeating? Do you know what ideas you're repeating? And I didn't understand. So I So,
yeah, that's exactly. So when it comes to the parent thing, that's exactly what Gabby was saying, that music is a safe way to convey these things, because for the parents and people that shelter their brains from rap music and profanity and don't want them exposed to it, like, at the end of the day, feel lucky that you are being exposed to this versus being exposed
having
to
no
it
choice.
In that direct moment, whether you're either harassed. The worst things that happen to people of different sexualities that are not straight in society. The things that people in the LGBTQ plus community go through physically every day. You know, it's insane. And rap music and music in general is just exposing that. And it makes you think, it makes you uncomfortable, but it makes you question it. And, you know, and you feel like if rap music is damaging to you and society, then, like, think about how damaging it could be to, like, the actual people that are living through it or going through it. And rap is just an escape or route or coping device for many people that just want to say what they want to say, you know? And, like, obviously Future is extremely successful. Gunna is extremely successful. But, like, rap itself as a genre, as a style of music, a style of expression, is a way of survival or a means of comfort to people and to Black Americans, African Americans. And it's a way for them to talk about their reality, their phenomenology, their first person perspective. And, you know, we love rap music because of the creativity. We love the metaphors, the similes, the irony, the parables, like the meaningfulness that can come from it. And so this is just an interesting case study for us to kind of take you on, as many other rap fans are right now questioning, what the fuck does Push and P mean? The fuck does Pez B and me?
Yeah, we're not here to tell you what Push and P means. That's not it, because I can't tell you.
Yeah.
But Pez B and, that's what we know about. And I hope out of this episode today, you understand a little bit deeper, first of all, about Pezbians, about Gunna and Future's collaboration on the song Push and Pee, but even more important, about the reflection of Black culture, what hip-hop does for Black what hip-hop and rap does for Black culture and the platform that it gives them, and the way that, like, it could just reach millions of people. And it's just so sad to see the education system doesn't do it justice. So this is the spot where we could hear it, and music is the most beautiful way to do it.
Yeah, beautiful way of exposure of culture and linguistics. It makes you think. So to all our rap fans out there who get it, those who don't, sorry. Rap music is a very, very, very important key to society. Shows a lot.
All right. If you enjoy this, please give us a thumbs up and follow and like us at Philosophy Says on Instagram, TikTok, Streamer Consciousness on YouTube. Thank you for joining us on the virtual realm. We'll see you when we see you.
Bye.